Iranian national arrested at LAX on suspicion of trafficking weapons. Shamim Mafi, a 44-year-old Iranian national, was arrested at Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, on suspicion of trafficking weapons on behalf of the Iranian government. The arrest took place at the airport, and officials confirmed the case shortly afterward. Mafi is expected to appear in the U.S. District Court in downtown Los Angeles on Monday afternoon following her arrest. The case centers on alleged violations of U.S. sanctions laws and raises concerns about illicit international weapons networks. This is not the first case related to Iran and the smuggling of military equipment since the 1979 revolution, highlighting the ongoing threat posed by such activities. According to federal authorities, Shamim Mafi is accused of violating 50 U.S.C. Section 1705, a statute related to sanctions and prohibited international transactions. Prosecutors allege that she brokered the sale of drones, bombs, bomb fuses, and millions of rounds of ammunition. These weapons were reportedly manufactured in Iran and sold to war-torn Sudan. Mafi is identified as an Iranian national who became a lawful permanent resident of the United States in 2016. Her arrest at LAX before boarding a flight to Istanbul, Turkey, followed investigative efforts by federal authorities. The specifics of the operational details surrounding the arrest remain under wraps. If convicted, she could face a maximum sentence of up to 20 years in federal prison. This highlights the severity of sanctions violations and the potential consequences for individuals involved in such activities. The case underscores the importance of U.S. sanctions enforcement, particularly in targeting Iran's ability to engage in international arms transactions. Authorities closely monitor individuals and networks suspected of facilitating the transfer of military equipment. Airports like LAX play a critical role in these enforcement efforts, serving as key checkpoints where federal agencies can detain international travelers. The arrest demonstrates how aviation hubs remain central to broader law enforcement operations. The alleged connection to Sudan is also notable, as it reflects the complex international routes through which weapons transactions may occur. Investigations into such cases often involve multiple jurisdictions and coordination between agencies to track financial and logistical links.